Elias Makos on CJAD 800.
So Quebec has a labor shortage, and the CAQ government is trying to figure out ways to solve that problem. Their latest proposed solution is making overtime tax-free. What could go wrong with such a plan? Let's speak to an economics professor at Concordia. In fact, Moshe Lander joins us once again. Hi, Moshe.
Hello.
So what's your initial reaction to this plan of making overtime in certain domains? I think, you know, healthcare and financials and technology, those areas, making that that type of overtime tax-free.
It's an idea that went out of fashion in about the 1890s. So I see that we're right on schedule with good economic policy here. It's a terrible idea. It was long ago disproven that this is not the solution if you want to address labor shortages or anything like that.
Okay, so why did it fall out of fashion? What went wrong when they tried it in 1890?
Well, the idea back then was called the lump of labor fallacy. It's the idea that there's only a certain number of hours to go around. So if you start taxing or not taxing overtime or whatnot, then a firm will just, you know, substitute person A for person B and say, well, this is the number of hours that we need done, and workers are completely interchangeable. The fact is that workers are not interchangeable, and the reason why firms hire workers is not merely because we just look at what wage we have to pay and then substitute lunkhead for lunkhead. It's much more complicated, and the reason why you want a worker to work overtime or not overtime is because of how productive they are relative to, say, somebody else.
Uh-huh. And is there also a worry here that this would encourage companies and employees to sort of fudge the books a bit and say, oh yeah, you used to be doing, you used to be a salaried employee, but now we're going to pay you 40 hours plus 10 hours overtime. You're going to pay less tax. We pay you a little bit less, but you make more money. Could that stuff happen?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what starts happening, is that the moment that you introduce any policy, there's always the unintended consequence, which is any profit-maximizing business and any rational individual is going to start to look for ways to take advantage of the new regulations to optimize either their profit or their after-tax income. So the idea that somehow everyone's just going to continue to behave as usual is a little bit misguided, too. Once you put a law in place, everybody starts figuring out, how do I get around that for my best interest?
But is there anything to be said for someone who is like, you know, they were iffy. They don't, you know, they work their 40 hours. They're happy with their 40 hours. They're iffy on it. But then they get this little nugget that's put in front of them that says, hey, work 10 more hours. What's 10 hours? And you don't have to pay taxes. And now they can start to think about, wow, 10 hours tax free. I can use that for vacation. I can use that for this. I can use that for that. Won't it be enticing to a certain amount of people?
It would certainly be entitled. I mean, if you offered me tax-free earnings, then of course I'd want to work more. But sometimes that choice is not within my decision, right? And it's the same thing for the workers that the Liberal government is looking to target here, that probably the decision to work overtime is not entirely of their own. It's an issue that's based at least in part on what are the needs of the employer, and is the employer willing to push somebody beyond 40 hours into 50, 60, 70 hours rather than using somebody else who might be a little fresher and only working 10 to 20 hours. So it's conceptually a good idea, but it's more complicated.
Speaking with economics professor Moshe Lander about the CAQ's proposed idea of making some overtime hours tax-free. Moshe, if that's not the solution, from your perspective, what is the solution to this 140 unfilled jobs right now in Quebec? 140,000, by the way.
Yeah, if it's 140 jobs, that's an easy solution.
Yeah. 140,000. Yeah, no. Forgot the three zeros, yeah.
Well, I can certainly tell you that the solution is not to restrict immigration, which is one of the policies that the Liberal government wants to implement. Mm-hmm. If there's a shortage of jobs, then the easiest way to attract those jobs is through offering higher wages. If there's a particular skill shortage in a particular industry, then we need to take a step back and look at, why are we not training more of these people? What's the incentive mechanism when they go to college, university, or training that makes them not want to come into this particular trade or profession? It's something where we have to kind of guide the decisions of, you know, our youth into wanting to fill these professions. And maybe that's something more than just saying, hey, look, these jobs are out here, and overtime is tax-free. How about just saying, there's better money in there, and if you go get that training, you can have a better paying job.
Moshe, a lot of people, and I would agree with him, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, that the economy in Quebec is as good as it's ever been in 40 years. So we've got this this growth, and things seem to be going here. Are you at all concerned that some of these policies, you know, whether it's reducing immigration or anything else, could be derailing that stretch of success we've had here in Quebec?
You're completely correct. The economy is as strong as it's been in 40 years, and a lot of the policies that the CAC government is looking to implement would slow the long-term potential and growth of the economy. So while it sounds right and while it taps in maybe to an inner insecurity that a lot of people have, when you see that kind of quick economic growth and rise in living standards, everyone feels that they have to work harder just to stand still. And so you can tap inside and say, well, this is the fault of immigrants, or this is the fault of the previous government, or this is the fault of a rapidly changing world. And the offer to try and slow things down sounds right at the moment, but you know, in 10 years, 20 years, we'll be having a conversation of what went wrong in this province, and it's going to be that those policies slowed it down rather than help people adjust to the rapid growth.
Moshe Lander, economics professor at Concordia University. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.